down what we used to call Brownies Field. This is along the corn mill. We used to go down the bottom of Cotton Mill Lane. You go straight across the field over the Little Firth River, which is the overflow, the bypass. Then you used to go across a wooden bridge, which would come out right behind where Sotwell House is now, the hotel rooms are, I believe. That used to be cow sheds, and we used to have all numbers on it. You see all the cows looking out over the half doors. Then we'd follow the river along towards Park Street. And so you got to halfway along towards the North Orbital, and it's where the junction of the bypass river, the overflow river, from the mill and the main river come through, and it was shallow there. We used to paddle there, take our picnics there. And it was lovely summer days, and I suppose it was, but memories of the nets and that. That was always a clean, clear river. Then you go along to the next concrete bridge, which we used to run to when the cows used to chase us, before you went along to the bridge that went under the motorway. Then on the left you had the old cottages which became ruined, which had been all renovated. You walk right through the Park Street then, with all the watercress beds. That was a walk, and then you come back on the train. So we used to go in there catching crayfish, and proper crayfish, not the American. We used to mostly go down the bottom of Holywell Hill. I only looked at that the other day by the pub there. And I tell you, if we have a real downpour, that's going to cause some flooding somewhere. They don't clear the rivers out now, do they? You know, it's just all congealed, and that used to be fast flowing there. But under the bridges, I mean, round here, I can see a big flood round here. You've got so much rubbish in there, and if it gets washed down and packed up against the arches, time will tell.
Down by the pub, down by the bottom of the hill. The river.
We used to go in there catching crayfish. I don't know how we learned they were there, but we used to go in there, take little buckets down there, nets and that, and catch them, put them in the buckets. It was only catching them, you weren't cruel to them or anything like that. Then once you'd caught so many, you'd just let them out and just watch them swim off and how fast they could go. Then one day we was down there and we found a belt of ammunition and some great big cartridges. As far as we know, they were live. And as far as I can recall, what we did, we took them up to the police station, all the parents did, but it's a long lot of years ago. But I can remember they were big, long bullets.
About six inches.
Yeah, about that length.
Well, I can't put that on the thing, you have to say how.
Might have been between 4 and 6 inches, but they were big shells. Lots,
about penny size round.
Heavy as a kid to lift this belt up. Where they come from, we don't know. But then, opposite there, where there used to be the jet garage, at the side of the jet garage there, there was a factory. And I think somebody told me they used to do ammunition there during the war. So whether that tied in, I'm not sure. Which is the other side from the river. The waterworks is the other side. Then you had the jet garage there.